Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Using interviews and field recordings pertaining to all manner of cyclical processes, circuits, loops, spinning things and rotating machines, Circular Thinking was produced by oral historian Jen Mattinson and sound artist Mark Vernon. It was originally commissioned by the Octopus Collective as a quadraphonic soundwork for The Hub, an outdoor ambisonic sound system situated in the centre of Workington, a small town in the northwest of England. Sourced from across the region of Cumbria, the material used in the composition of the piece combines interviews with sound recordings of a potter's wheel, a laundrette, wind turbines, speedway racers, a watermill, bicycle wheels, a clock restorer's workshop, and a tour of the Cranston sausage factory where they make the famous spiralled Cumberland Ring sausages. As well as a catalogue of revolving and spinning things, the piece also charts a timeline of sounds that stretches from artisan handicrafts to the beginnings of industrialisation and present-day factories, taking in machinery driven by manpower, natural resources and electrically dependent manufacturing. Circular Thinking is a meagre resource production produced by Jen Mattinson and Mark Vernon for Resonance FM.
it's been going for thousands of years, this motion of turning gear wheels.
It's a way of dividing down the gear wheels turning to end up with your final escape wheel with 60 teeth on it, giving you the 60 seconds, and then the gears are geared down to achieve that.
And they do. You can hear the mechanism, you can hear the, as it were, you can hear the cogs turning, you can hear the thing that's, you can hear the delivery system. And I do quite like that.
You can often hear the pivots when they're very badly worn. You can actually hear the noise, you'll hear a whirring noise.
It's quite a dull sound. You just get used to it.
I don't know. Sometimes if you get money stuck in them, you know one's going round, but just a hum, isn't it, to us? But because you're used to them, you can always tell if one's going wrong. You notice if one's going wrong or something's stuck in it and things like that.
And then when you're on your last spin, that's when you know you've got to do your work.
It keeps clicking all the time. It goes through the system really, really quick because it's not heating any water or anything.
Well, you can feel where the sound is.
You can be in here and you can hear a door clicking. You know there's something wrong. When you first hear when money gets stuck in between the drum and the thing, it's quite scary.
Especially on their machines, it is like a player's going to take off. And that's really vigorous.
It vibrates through the woodwork, so you get a bit of sound.
But no, when they vibrate, you can feel the floor.
The whole building's sort of shaking.
It's like a little earthquake.
You can feel the floor shaking.
This has to be linked by hand, has to be into the coil by hand. There's nothing that will do that for you. There's no machines that will do that.
Your finger digs in and it won't stop. It'll just snap your finger. It would literally just, it would break your finger with, just like that.
And that's done by just finger and thumb. Just feeling it.
You almost form a fist and push me down, and they turn it and just keep working till it's mixed.
Actually, if you do it correctly, it's far better than any machine can do it. You don't need to be strong, you've got to have the right motion. You actually centre with your body. You don't centre with your arms, you centre with your body by leaning into it.
And that's the tricky bit, really. You need to put a little bit of friction or a little bit of resistance with your fingers holding the skin against the tube. If you don't hold it tight enough, it comes out far too quickly. If you hold it too tight and too much resistance, it'll be too full or it'll burst.
So you've got the sound of the mechanism, really, and then you've got things that are kind of impeding the progress of the mechanism. Putting an obstacle in the way of the stylus will prevent it from progressing. So a certain passage of the record will repeat over and over again. But you get them as well when there's either a flaw in the production or whether they've been damaged through use. You know, something will just repeat, 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 you know, in that kind of way.
Thank you. see circles moving round and round very slowly.
And it is a circular process, if you like. The whole thing is a circular process.
A multitude of different black and white circles, and it's moving very slowly and very steadily. It's almost like a winding motion.
And, you know, they just literally, it hypnotises them to the point, or just sends them slightly, you know, doolally, just through watching it. Yeah, so it does, it can be very hypnotic.
I went round and round and round and round and round and felt so sick.
And she, yeah, there's one girl, I couldn't let her watch the wheel after a while because she'd just fall off her seat.
In the beginning I was just seeing a series of circles, and now it feels like it's actually taken a form and it's an object and it's moving up closer towards my eyes.
That is the circle going wrong, your circle going wrong.
It's to do with the accumulation of information around that point, around the spindle, if you like. It was to do with that. And I had this little image in my head of these tapes going round and winding and getting thicker and thicker and thicker. And I think the analogy was with trees, with growth lines on trees, and the things that get trapped in between them, and what you can kind of learn by reading that stuff, you know. But there was clearly a link between, you know, the single groove, the single spiraling groove, the growth of the tree from the centre out, and the record of the time. You know, if something gets into that tree, it just works around it, doesn't it? But when you slice it open, you see a record of a particular period of history, don't you? And I think the same is there within those tapes, within those recordings.
That drives through the shaft to a pit wheel inside the mill, and the pit wheel drives what you call a wallowa, which is a slightly smaller clamp, gives you a ratio, and then that one drives on the same shaft as a spur wheel, and the spur wheel has got wooden teeth, and the spur wheel drives the smaller pinion, which actually drives the shaft and turns the millstone.
Often you will hear the gears whirring round.
I'm always listening to the rhythm of it, every revolution.
pedals in there, and what they do is spin constantly to create a vacuum within the machine, and it pulls it through. It's basically 8 leaves. It sits inside a great big like piston sort of thing, which spins and creates a vacuum.
Got your spin and your rinse, and then another spin
over and over again,
and your rinse,
no variation, no embellishment,
and then another spin,
nothing,
and then another spin.
It's measurable, you know, and monotonous, nothing changed. It's actually simple.
Starts its life as a circle. It comes out. Its final result is a ball going in a, hopefully in a straightish sort of line. But it all starts off with a wound up big spiral of motion, of power and energy being released to let a ball go straight. But everything starts with a circle and a spiral. Missing a bit, and then missing a bit more, and then I was getting like jumping from one speed to another, and it was like, oh, and it got to the point where I just couldn't control it. You've got to control that. You've got to control that bit, that animal bit that wants to fly off. It doesn't want to do as you're telling it. It's trying to go elsewhere. Absolutely mortified when it went. I thought, that's it, I've lost my wheel.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.